जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदानंदन भज जान रंजन, यशोदानंदन भज जान रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जो मिश्रपात परमहंस प्रकाचार अष्टोदर सतीश दिवाहिंग भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमचार श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरहे, नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam canto 10 chapter 9 text 1. श्री सुकवाच एकदा गृहदासेषु यशोदानन्दगेहिनी कर्मान्तरनियुक्तासु निर्ममन्थ स्वयं दधी। श्री सुक उवाच एकदा गृहदासेषु यशोदानन्दगेहिनी कर्मान्तरनियुक्तासु निर्मन्था स्वयं ददे। श्रीसुक उवाच एकदा गृहदासेषु यशोदानन्दगेहिनी कर्मान्तरनियुक्तासु निर्ममन्थ स्वयं ददे। Mataji's. Sri Sukavacha, Sri Sukdev Goswami said, Ekada, one day, Gruhadasishu, when all the maid servants of the household were otherwise engaged, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, Nandagehine, the queen of Nanda Maharaj, Karma Antara, in other household affairs, Niyuktasu, being engaged, Nirma Mantha, churned, Swayam, personally, Dadi, the yogurt. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukdev Goswami continued, one day when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maid servants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own ways, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from Vaishnava Toshni of Sanatan Goswami, says that the incidents of Krishna breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place on Diwali day. Even today in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the month of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. It is to be understood that among all cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Yashoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Mother Yashoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows, make it into yogurt, and churn it into butter personally. Since she thought that this child Krishna was going to the houses of neighboring gopas and gopis to to steal the butter because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared. While churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have it done this by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poetized all the Krishna childhood activities, such as the killing of Putna, Agasura, Shaktasura and Trinavarta. And while churning the butter, she sang about these activities in a poetical form. This should be the practice of persons engaged to remain in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Yashoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons. Om Ajnanatya Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobeshtam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathandvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakandvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Brasha Krupa Sindhu Pevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So today it's a month of Kartik, or this month is month of Kartik. So there is stated in the scriptures that how this month is especially very dear to Srimati Radharani. And anyone who performs any austerities in this month, the Radharani becomes very pleased on that sadhaka. And all of us, we know that the secret of approaching Krishna is always through Srimati Radharani. Because whenever Srimati Radharani requests on behalf of us that this person is performing devotional service nicely, then Lord Krishna cannot reject that sadhaka. And that's why we see that in every day in the month of Kartik, in the evening, we sing Damodar Ashtakam, which is written by Satyavrat Muni in Padma Puran. And in that, this particular pastime, which happened 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan, about Krishna breaking the butter pot and then Mother Yashoda tying him to the grinding mortar. And we find that there are many important festivals come in this month. So there is a Sharad Purnima, that's how the whole month begins. Then there is a Govardhan Leela, which we'll be celebrating soon. And this Damodar Leela, then Gopashtami will come. An appearance day of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So this month is filled with beautiful pastimes. And the way to remember Krishna is to celebrate these pastimes. At the same time, we see here that a very wonderful thing that was done by Mother Yashoda, that whatever is a Krishna's pastime, she turned that into a poetic form. And it's very easy to remember a poem. And if you remember this poem, then what happens is the pastime automatically remains in your heart. And that has been the tradition going on in all the spiritual circles. If you visit to any Tirthakshetra, you will find that the local people who are staying over there, who are devoted to the Supreme Lord, they will sing various kinds of bhajans, various kinds of kirtans, right from the morning till the evening. And many of these kirtans consist of different pastimes of Krishna. So this is how, like, Krishna explains us that we should remember him 24 hours a day. And many times people wonder, how do we accomplish this? So a very simple way of doing this is just remember all these prayers, remember all these poems, and then keep on reciting it in a very melodious voice. And that's how it will keep you whole day in Krishna consciousness. And another thing that we have to understand is all these pastimes that Krishna makes it, actually it helps us to remain in Krishna consciousness. And that says Krishna is Atmaram. That means there is no need for him to do anything from outside to gain pleasure. As far as we, the living entities, especially the conditioned living entities, we have to always seek pleasure from outside. And that's how the whole world is always busy looking for a different sense objects, hoping that they will give us the pleasure. However, Krishna is not like that. He is considered Atmaram, means he doesn't have to look outside anywhere for the pleasure. And still we find that Krishna performs this kinds of pastimes actually to give pleasure to the devotees. Now this wonderful pastime of breaking the butter pot is done actually by Krishna so that he can give pleasure to Mother Yashoda and other gopis. And usually we find that the conditioned living entities, not knowing who is the owner or who is the actual enjoyer of this material world, and they keep seeking pleasure in the very temporary sense objects, which will stay for some time and disappear. And that's why Srila Prabhupada always used to give this example of mirage in the desert. It means it's just an appearance of water is there. Actual water is not there, but the person gets illusion thinking that it's a real water. Keep on running, and eventually it doesn't get the real water, doesn't satisfy his thirst, and eventually dies. And that's exactly is the picture of this material world, where people simply keep on thinking of different pleasures and think that they will become happy, and eventually there is a painful death. And that is why Krishna comes here to remind us for all these things and for us to remember this leela becomes a great benefit. And that's how we find, like, the people try to find pleasure in this material world, and there are some gyanis who try to find pleasure in the Brahman. And then if people go beyond, then there is like Vaikuntha Loka, where Vaikuntha in the sense there is no anxiety at all. And then as you progress further, you go to the Golok Vrindavan, and then person performs pastimes in a different rasas. And you find that especially Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this earth to give us Krishna Prem, and he actually appears just only one day in a Brahma. So we have to be understood like how fortunate we are that this rare Krishna Prem that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freely wanted to give it to all of us, so that all our miseries, they end and we begin to achieve the real pleasure in this world. And real pleasure in this world is to serve Krishna selflessly. And in this pastime that we have, we are reading today is Mother Yashoda Binds Krishna. So the previous to this, the Krishna used to play a lot of mischiefs in Vrindavan. And that's how like many gopis would come to Mother Yashoda with the complaints about how your child is behaving. Actually, all of them were very much relishing that Krishna would come to their house to steal their butter and do these kinds of pranks. But still they also took a pleasure in informing mother about the activities of her child. And then they would say like, then how the Krishna comes quietly and then he will release all the calves. So when our husband, they go to milk the cows, they see that all milk is drank by the calves and there is no milk remain for the household. And then his favorite activity is to somehow or other steal the butter and then feed it to the monkeys. So they, along with all cowherd boys, they will eat all the butter and yogurt. When they are full, then they will feed it to all the monkeys. And when monkeys don't eat, then they will just throw it on the floor. And then when we catch them and go after them, saying like, no, you are a thief, then he just replies us back saying that actually you are the thief. But in that sense, Krishna was speaking the truth, because he is the proprietor of this world. Everything belongs to him. So this is how they were performing the different kinds of mischiefs. And then what happens, like they were saying, like one day Mother Yashoda saw that Krishna was eating butter. And there was a very nice jewel pillar was there in that house. And suddenly Krishna sees himself in that pillar and sees himself. At the same time, he could see that Mother Yashoda is standing behind and watching. And he understood that now he is caught red-handed. Then he starts thinking that how I will get out of this. So then he starts chastising the reflection in the jewel pillar, saying that, like, no, who are you? You have come to our house without informing any one of us, and then you are stealing the butter. This is the butter which my mother made it after a long hard work. And then if you steal this, then I will tell my mother. So then Mother Yashoda used to get amazed by the imaginative power of her little son. Because what happens is that those who are Kaivalya Bhaktas, those who are devoted to the Supreme, they always think that Krishna in terms of their own relationships. So Mother Yashoda, being in Vatsalara, she was thinking that it's her child. Though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even if sometimes Krishna exhibits his opulence, exhibits his Aishwarya, but still the devotees who are in Vatsalaras, Madhuraras and Sakyaras, they think that he is our friend, he is our lover, that he is our child. And this is how they relate to him, forgetting his Aishwarya Bhav. And that's how, like, Mother Yashoda was thinking that why my child has to go to neighboring house to eat yogurt and butter. Maybe whatever is there in our house may not be up to the standard, up to that quality which keeps him satisfied. So it appears that he is looking for a better quality, and that's why he is stealing. So then she was not satisfied, like that making yogurt and butter from her servants, because being the king and the queen, they had many servants in their home. And then Mother Yashoda thinks that, let me do everything myself. So what she does is, as all of us know, that Nanda Maharaj had 9 lakhs cows, and out of which like 1,000 were very, very special category cows. And out of that 1,000, even 100 were very special. And then out of that, 8 cows were especially very special and very rare. Usually you find like even in horses or cows, the particular cows will have extraordinary characteristics, and they will be very, very different from others and very special. And that's how there were few cows named Padmagandhas, and Mother Yashoda used to keep those 8 cows and feed that milk only to Krishna, make yogurt from that and make butter from that. And these Padmagandha cows were fed special kinds of grasses which were aromatic in nature. Actually, nature has made such a biodiversity. There are thousands and thousands of varieties of different kinds of grasses there, and each variety has got a different characteristics, nutrition value as well as aromatic value. As we have experienced, there are some kind of rice which is very aromatic. As you start cooking that, the whole household and the surrounding area will get the fragrance of that rice. Unfortunately, today, because of the soil is spoiled, you don't get that kind of flavor. So here, Mother Yashoda would select very specific aromatic grasses and feed it to Krishna. And then automatically, the milk would also get that aromatic flavor. As we have it in Ayurveda, there are certain therapies that are mentioned in which a person is suffering from certain disease. Then certain kinds of medicine and herbs are fed to the cows, and that milk is given to the patient to cure from that disease. So Mother Yashoda knew it very well, that which kind of grasses will be very good, very good aromatically, very good nutritionally, and she would personally feed those grasses to these special cows, and then she would milk them. And those milk that she was churning it, so a special quality, a rare quality of butter can be made and given to Krishna. So we see that love is in details, in the sense, if you love a person, naturally you would like to do something very best of your abilities to please that person. And our philosophy is a personalism. We believe that God is in person, and all the living entities will eternally exist in future also, and they will eternally serving the Supreme Lord in their various kinds of dresses. So, whenever we are serving the Supreme Lord, we have to understand that we have to give attention to even the smallest details, which Mother Yashoda is paying attention even to the smallest details, so that her quality of service to Krishna, to her child, will remain of the highest quality. And as we are serving the Supreme Lord, we are also expected to serve His devotees. So while serving the Supreme Lord and serving His devotees, we should take utmost care, keeping in attention of all the small, small details, so that we can please them. As one time, Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and he saw the deity's garland was shriveled. So he called the pujari and explained to her that if you don't take proper care of offering fresh garlands to the deities, that means you are not understanding that the Supreme Lord is personally standing over there. If you think that it's just the deity is just made of a stone, then you will take serving the deities very lightly. You will not give your best to serving the Supreme Lord. But if you know that it's the Supreme Lord himself is standing there, then you will be at most careful in a very small details to offer everything fresh to the Supreme Lord. And as she was personally churning this milk, this yogurt, and as we see what we can learn as a sadhaka, that in the sadhana bhakti we see that we have to make our heart clean so that Krishna can come and reside in that. So how to make heart clean is that we have to perform a lot of service to the Supreme Lord, perform service to his devotees, then we perform deity worship. At the same time, like, you know, we study Srimad Bhagavatam, we offer prayers to the Supreme Lord. This is the way we can churn our heart. So whatever is impurities that are there in our heart, which makes our heart very hard place to sit. Because in our heart there is a lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride. These kinds of things are there, which has to be churned out by the spiritual practices. Then we can offer our heart to the Supreme Lord. And in this chapter, if you see the subsequent shlokas, where there is a description about Yashoda Mata given, that she was dressed in a saffron colored sari, and then there was a nice belt that was tied around, and she decorated herself also very nicely with the different ornaments of bangles and then earrings. And all those things is mentioned very nicely, that her hair was also decorated with malati flowers. So in order to serve the Supreme Lord, or in order to serve her own child, first she also decorated herself very nicely. So usually the gopis would dress themselves very nicely so that they can present before Krishna in a pleasant manner. And when you are properly dressed and everything is neat and clean, a person to whom your beloved is also naturally pleased with that. And as she starts remembering all this pastimes as she was churning, and as she was remembering all the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So this is, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, that any time, any place, you can chant the holy name of the Supreme Lord, because that is the easiest way that one can remember the Supreme Lord. And that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the chanting is one of the most important of the nine processes of devotional service. And then this remembrance of the pastimes of the Supreme Lord is very much essential, as Maharaj used to explain. In early days, that time there were not many books were published that time. Only few copies of Gita and few copies of Srimad Bhagavatam was available in the initial days of our movement. And that time, whenever they would attend Srimad Bhagavatam class, and throughout the days, the devotees would keep on discussing what were the points that were described in today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. And that's how whole day they would remember the Supreme Lord's description that was mentioned in the morning Bhagavatam classes. At the same time, There were few dresses and few jewelries were there. So anything added new, immediately devotees noticed. And then they would also, in the evening, after taking the dinner and taking hot milk and then reading Krishna book, they would discuss that how the deities were dressed today morning, what kind of dress was offered to the Supreme Lord, what kind of ornaments were offered, and what kind of new ways the dress was made, or the pujaris made the arrangement of all types of decorations. So these are the simple ways one can remember Krishna all throughout the day. And this time, as the planning was going on, and her Yashoda Mata's the whole intention of doing all those things so that Krishna will be pleased. So Krishna at that time was sleeping, but as he is a Paramatma, he understood the desire of Mother Yashoda, that she was doing that hard work, getting up early in the morning, properly decorating herself and then preparing so that Krishna will enjoy that milk, Krishna will enjoy that butter. So then immediately Krishna woke up, and then he came to Mother Yashoda, and he was expecting that Mother Yashoda would start feeding her the milk. And Mother Yashoda somehow kept on continuing the churning of the butter. And then that time Krishna comes and holds the churning rod and then indicating that I am the priority over the milking, over the churning of the butter. And then Mother Yashoda stops the churning and starts feeding milk to Lord Krishna. And that time, immediately after some time, like, she notices there is a milk that is boiling over and it is jumping into the fire. And that's the time Mother Yashoda just quickly keeps Krishna aside and goes to the near the fire so that she can save the milk. And all these things, that she was doing it so that she can serve Krishna nicely. Because as we know, like, she took so much great care for feeding the fragrant nutritional grasses to the cows, and then taking care of the cows, milking that cows, and then making lot of dishes from that milk for the pleasure of Krishna. And that time, now there were two important services were there. The milk also has to be saved from the overboiling. At the same time, Krishna also has to be fed. So of the two, she chooses one to go to the fire and keep down the milk pot. And that time Krishna becomes angry, and he starts planning few things. But then what happens is, this kind of situation comes in our life as well. The two equally important services has to be done at the same time. But you cannot do two at a time, so you have to choose one from that. So what is the way, like, we can understand which way we have to go? You have to make a one choice amongst two equally important services. So that's the only way is one should become advanced in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will give the intelligence from within, as Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, that I will give intelligence to you and by which you will understand how to please me. So in this, if all of us follow Krishna consciousness properly, then definitely we'll be able to make the right kind of choice for pleasing Lord Krishna and pleasing his devotees. So as Krishna becomes angry, he takes the stone and he hits the butter pot and eats some butter, and then he goes to another room, and in that room he just makes the grinding mortar upside down, climbs on it, and then starts eating butter that was stored in that. And as he was eating butter, then he saw monkeys were there on the windows. He called them inside and fed the butter to them. Then there were crows also there. He called them and fed the butter to them. And as he was doing all those things, he was also fearful of his mother. And he was looking everywhere. And suddenly he found that monkeys have become fearful and are jumping out of the window. The crows are also jumping out of the windows. And that's time Krishna understood that mother must be coming from behind. And he immediately jumps off from that place and starts running so that he can save from his mother. So we see that whenever we are doing something wrong, we are always fearful. Krishna knew that he is not supposed to behave like this. So that's why there was a fear in his heart. And he was looking everywhere. But Mother Yashoda, she took a small stick in her hand. And very quietly, she was coming inside so that she can catch Krishna red-handed. And then Krishna started running everywhere so that he can save himself from Mother Yashoda. And then all the courtyard, both of them starts running. Somehow other Krishna was not captured. Krishna kept on running here and there. And Mother Yashoda was making a lot of efforts to catch him. Actually, he is a supreme Brahman. As the previous chapter describes that Krishna shows universal form, then how it is possible like anybody can catch him? But there's a beautiful description that is happening, like Mother Yashoda's hair was decorated with malti flowers, and some malti flowers were thinking that we are becoming heavy on Mother Yashoda's hair. And that's why mother is not able to run fast and catch Krishna. So we should jump off. And some flowers who were in Krishna's party, they were thinking like how it is impudent on part of Mother Yashoda that she is trying to catch the Supreme Lord. So they also were jumping. Some flowers were thinking that how can we sit on Mother Yashoda's head? Our place should be on her feet. So this is how this wonderful pastime was going on, that Mother Yashoda was running behind Lord Krishna. And this beautiful scene is described here in Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is remembered by the great devotees of the Lord as Bhishma Pitama. He also remembered when he was a deathbed in Kurukshetra, and he was offering prayers to Lord Krishna. And amongst various prayers, he remembered this particular pastime. Mother Kunti also offering prayers to Lord Krishna. She also remembered this pastime. And after some time, when Lord Krishna thought that mother has worked very hard, she is perspiring, and he just requests her that you please throw off your stick. If you throw your stick, then you will be able to catch me. So this is how usually the criminals, they negotiate, saying like, because once is you commit a crime and then you hide the crime and you say that you never committed, then the judge becomes very angry. But in case you accept, yes, I have done the crime, then then lenient punishment is given. So Krishna was thinking there is no way I can escape from the punishment. Then let's at least see that I can get less punishment. So then he admitted, yes, I have done this, but kindly throw away the stick. And then Mother Yashoda sees that the child is too fearful. So she throws away the sticks and catches the Krishna. And as she starts, she brings him inside and wanted to tie it to the grinding mortar. And as she takes this thing, the rope in her house, and as she starts the binding it, and she finds it that it is 2 fingers short. The mother Yashoda was thinking that in the morning itself he has started this various mischiefs, and then I had to cook breakfast for him, I had to cook breakfast for Nanda Maharaj. So at least for some time I will tie him around the mortar so that I will have some free time, I can cook for him. And then she starts binding Lord Krishna with the rope. And as we know, the Krishna showed the whole Virat Roop to her. Krishna showed the Virat Roop to Arjun, where the whole universe was seen. So we see that Krishna was unlimited. At the same time, he was in the form of a small child as well. Because what happens is we try to understand the Supreme Lord through our mundane logic, where we think something is unlimited will always remain unlimited, and something is limited, we think that will also remain limited. But here what happens is Mother Yashoda collected all the ropes in her house. At the same time, the neighboring gopis also supplied all the ropes in their houses. Then you can see that such a big long rope was available for Mother Yashoda, and Krishna's belly did not expand like Virat rope, or it did not expand like a Trivikram in Vaman Roop, where like he took a very gigantic form. But we have to understand that the Lord will always remain the Lord, whether he is infant, child, and he can be unlimited as well as limited at the same time. And that's how the devotees of the Lord, they understand Krishna through their faith, that this is inconceivable and we will not be able to understand through our mundane logic. So then even in Narad Muni also, when he visited Dwarka, he could clearly see that there were 10,000 palaces were there, and Krishna was interacting with their different families, and all the palaces had a different time zone. It was not like everywhere there was only midnight, or everywhere there was this thing, afternoon. And then when Krishna would leave their different palaces, come to his royal assembly, all the forms will merge into one, and all the different timelines will become synchronized. And that's how Narad Muni became amazed to see the power of Lord Krishna. And in this time, like all the friends of Krishna gathered around, and they understood that if Krishna is tied to this mortar, then we will not be able to play with him. So they wanted to help, but they could not go close because they could see that Mother Yashoda is angry. So they were fearful, but at the same time they were trying to encourage Gopal. And Krishna also wanted to reciprocate with them. So whenever he would look at the Gopas would see that he is smiling to them. He was indicating that I am all right, don't worry about me. And when he would turn his face towards Mother Yashoda, he would appear to be piteously crying. And then Mother Yashoda goes inside after tying him. And then all his friends come. And now they had to entertain him because Krishna was bound, and they could not release him from that knot. So they started coaching him that how you can crawl and then you will be able to move somewhere instead of getting stuck at one place. And then as he starts crawling, then these 2 sons of Kuviras who were cursed by Narad Muni, and they became 2 Arjuna trees. So Krishna goes there and the grinding motor gets stuck, and Krishna pulls it and all the huge trees fall, making a very fearful sound. And as that sound comes, all the Brajavasis, including Nanda Maharaj, just come to that spot, and they see that huge trees have fallen in his courtyard, and then Krishna was just just few inches in between these two trees. So immediately Nanda Maharaj releases him from that, and he understands that that Mother Yashoda has tied him for this mischief. And then Mother Yashoda also comes there, and she was also in anxiety. And we could see that how Narad Muni actually gave a curse, because he could see that these are the sons of two demigods. They have such an exalted birth, they have such a physical beauty, and they have great material opulence. But because they have a pride in the heart, and because of that they are disrespecting the saintly person. And they could understand that this intoxication of pride is the greatest enemy of bhakti. So let me remove that pride from their heart, so that these two sons of Kura will take properly to the devotional service. And then as we see that Mother Yashoda becomes in anxiety, and in Krishna, in order to increase the pleasure in the pastimes, enacts that he is angry with her, with his mother, and refuses to go to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda also becomes very much repentant that she had tied her little son. And then eventually, then when Rohini, Mother Rohini comes and tells that your mother is very much suffering. At one particular time, Krishna gives up his anger and just jumps on the lap of his mother. So this is what we see, that Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna. Initially, she worked very hard, and Krishna remained elusive, but eventually she was successful. So we have to understand that we have to keep on performing efforts to please Lord Krishna. And we have to remain patient, because Krishna will definitely help us. So on this day, this beautiful leela was performed in this month, auspicious month of Kartik, where in Vrindavan there is a great celebrations, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, all over the world, in ISKCON temples, as well as all the devotees of the Lord Krishna, they celebrate this pastime, remember this pastimes, and gain valuable lessons from this pastime. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, samaved bhakta vrinda ki.